Thank you very much. Let me first start by, could my family join me? My wife, Linda, both my daughters, and Brian, come on. This really is a family foundation. I can promise you that. And this was a family decision. This is my daughter Courtney. She always hides behind me. This is my daughter Courtney, who is graduating from Vanderbilt on May the 9th. My daughter Megan, who graduated 2 years ago. My son-in-law Brian Cox, who graduated in the field of biomedical engineering and is currently working here at Vanderbilt. My wife Linda, looks like one of my other daughters, right? I want to start off and thank Chancellor Gee, because this was, you know, charitable giving is really an opportunity, particularly when with the record industry in condition that it is today. I think we're blessed by having an opportunity to give, and we're actually thankful that we formed the foundation. It'd be a lot harder to start a foundation today than many years ago when we started this. But Chancellor Gee, just shortly after he joined Vanderbilt, and how lucky we were to have Chancellor Gee join Vanderbilt, but Chancellor Gee had an idea, and he invited me to lunch, and he expressed the concept for this center. And one by one, I mean, then I had the wonderful opportunity to work with Nick Zeppos, who has more energy than anyone I've ever met in my lifetime. And he's an expert in every field. It's almost amazing. I don't know how he does it. And Robert Early has been great to work with, and Mike Schoenfeld. I mean, we just had a tremendous opportunity. And I also want to welcome Jeff Kaplan, my friend who's just joined Vanderbilt, a real outstanding individual who ran both the Baptist and St. Thomas merged hospitals, a real outstanding leader in this community. But obviously Joe and Brian and Chet, all the senior members from the music press, I mean, we're so appreciative of you being here today. But this, as I say, is an opportunity. And I think one of the things let me start off by saying Bill Ivey is a visionary. Bill Ivey, whether it's been through his activities at NARIS or his 27 years with the Country Music Foundation, which runs and has built and run the Country Music Hall of Fame, Bill Ivey is a visionary, and he's a leader in our industry, and he's had so many exciting opportunities, in our industry. He's had so many. Imagine what he knows about the country music business, running the foundation for 27 years. And Bill brought up a very important point, and that is, this center needs to connect to all of the music industry. This isn't Country Music City. This is Music City USA for all forms of music. And Bill understands that. He mentioned the group Take Six. Well, our company recently recorded the Jubilee Singers at Fisk. In fact, I would like everyone here to have a copy of it, because we have the history, the oldest group to ever record in this city. And maybe in this nation, the oldest group would be the Fisk Jubilee Singers. And we did a booklet outlining their history. I look like a record salesman here, but I'm not trying to trump Bill Ivey on what he said about Take Six, but I think the Fisk Jubilee Singers trump all artists, including Eddie Arnold, who's the oldest living recording artist now. But when you look at the rich history that Nashville has in terms and the wonderful relationships we have, maybe we can community relationships. I lived until about 12 years ago. I lived in Los Angeles, and I saw community relationships fall apart, and I saw cultural relationships fall apart. Oftentimes, the arts like sports, bring together so many diverse groups. And I've had a wonderful opportunity, like Bill, to serve in government. Maybe I served a different administration, but I think that gives. But you know, I was lieutenant governor and acting governor, actually, for 1 year of California. But yes, I was a strong Reagan supporter, and Bill was a strong Clinton supporter, and I think that's what makes this center strong, because this center is not about political ideology. It's about trying to bring together, basically what we're trying to do is understand this community and understand the arts and understand how arts, enterprise, and free enterprise play into the cultural future of our city, our state, our country. I mean, every time that a Jubilee Singers is signed, in effect, we've changed the culture a little bit, because we've maybe broadened the record scope a little bit, and we're trying to do that at our company. But I think the center is going to look strategically into the future, and you could not have a better person than Bill Ivey to lead the center. And I'm just so thankful, as I say, for the opportunity that Chancellor Gee and Nick Zeppos have offered for us to have this chance to do this, because how many people have a chance to build a center with Vanderbilt? I mean, it's a great thing. Our family, and the reason I say it's a family decision, you can see from this family that we're all committed. In fact, they're both going back. Both my daughters are getting their master's degrees, or beginning their process, studying for their master's degrees here at Vanderbilt next year. Brian already has his, and he's already working here. So we're so thankful for what Vanderbilt has meant to our family, and the chance now to maybe give a little back is also a big part of this. So I just again want to thank you and say how excited we are about the future of this center, and we hope to be a part of it for many years to come. Thank you very much.